This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why does Allah put us into such difficulties? This is a wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Hakim, that we need to understand. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tests those whom He loves, and whomever He loves, He puts them into difficulty. This is a part of our understanding that needs to be firm with us, especially when we see what's going on in the world, and you might have a horrible test going on in your own life. I want you to think about something for a moment. I want you to think about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has seen your entire life. He's seen everything you will ever do until the day you die. And I know many of you have been making dua for Allah to take you to Jannah. I know people around the world are making dua to Allah. All Muslims make dua to Allah for Allah to take them to Jannah. And maybe on the day of judgment, it will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you that He saw your entire life. He saw everything that you would ever do. And He knew in His infinite wisdom that you would not do enough good deeds to make it to paradise. You wouldn't do enough good deeds to tip your scale, the mizan, on the side of good heavy for you. And what did He do in response? He wanted to answer your dua. He wanted to answer the dua that you had to give you Jannah. So He put you into difficulties. He put you into tests. He put you into trials. He put you into tribulations. Because those trials and tests and tribulations, or punishments for our sins, either do one of two things. They either lighten the load and the burden on the side of bad of our scale, or they add to the heaviness of the side of the good of the scale. So what if Allah shows you your life and says, without these difficulties, you wouldn't have made it. So I put you into difficulty. I tested you. I punished you. So therefore, your scale of good deeds is heavy today, and you can enter into paradise. Would you regret any of it? No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't regret a single bit of it. We would actually wish that we could come back and do more and go through more difficulties and go through more hardships. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when those who were not tested see those who were tested and the reward that Allah has prepared for them on the day of judgment, they will wish that they could come back to this earth and have their skin torn into pieces for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So know that if you are being tested, if you're being put through difficulties, if you see our brothers and sisters being put through difficulties, it is because Allah loves them and wants to answer their dua of Jannah. The path to paradise is not an easy one. It is not an easy one. It is surrounded by hardships. It is surrounded by difficulty. It is surrounded by trials and tests. So if you're going through those, know that you're on a path to paradise, inshallah. And be patient with Allah and thank Him for it. And have gratitude for everything, the good and the bad. Allah knows. His wisdom is above all things.